another episode of Candid Conversations with Amy. Today is a little bit edgier than it normally is. However, you know what? Today is my new normal. Next time, it'll be my new normal again. I'm going to invite you to grab a cup of tea, pen and paper, always, just in case you hear something that makes you go, Who doesn't like things that make you go, Today's episode is all about being a woman, being a mother, because it's Mother's Day, right? We got to have something there to sink our teeth into. There's a lot in this episode. It's raw, it's edgy, and I drop some F-bombs, so get ready for it. And if it offends you, it's not my intention. However, come on, get honest with yourself. There's times where you want to drop an F-bomb, but you won't because it's not who you are. Well, sometimes in the moment, it is who I am. So I'm dropping it for you. So all you need to do is relax, get your cup of tea or coffee, pen and paper, and take notes if something makes you go, Happy Mother's Day, and if you are not a mother, I am still celebrating you and thinking of you, because as women, it is our nature to nurture, so whether you've given birth or not, totally irrelevant to me, because I believe that women have this incredible aspect of who we are, so we deserve to be celebrated. Long before I became a mother, I easily and quite quickly lost myself in other people's lives. I actually felt like my sole purpose in life, in this whole world, was to keep people happy. Now, did it serve me? It sure did. Because what I learned at a very early age was that when other people were happy, my life seemed to be a lot easier. But here's the thing. Being everything that others want or need was exhausting. And still, it didn't stop me from doing it. Because of our biology alone, as women, it's our nature to nurture, to encourage, support, and be there for others, no matter what. And we don't limit ourselves to who we're there for. And being there for others has nothing to do with being a mother. It has to do with being a woman. But if you're a mother, the experience gets amplified and a whole new level of guilt and shame are added to the mix. There's no escape, or is there? Years ago, a thought made its way into my awareness, and at first it seemed bizarre, and yet the more I considered it, the more I realized that it was more of a truth than I would have liked it to be. So a few days ago, I heard the familiar words in my head once again. As Mother's Day approaches, I now know that it is my duty as a woman to bring it into the light and share it with others. And here it is. Being a woman is one of the most challenging things to be or do. I say do because if you are a mother, there's different things that you'll need to do that others won't. So being a woman on its own is a challenge. And being a mother at times feels like the hardest thing you'll ever have to be or do. And what is it that makes it challenging and sometimes feel really hard is this. You often feel like your life isn't your own. The other thing is, because of your biology, you don't have the luxury of turning off your feelings. That means that no matter how old your child is, you're going to feel somewhat responsible for taking care of them and making things right for them. You're going to want to fix things, even though you know that what's going on in their life isn't yours to even fix. There are going to be people around you that try to help remind you that your adult child isn't yours to reign over, that they need to make their own mistakes. And though you know what they're saying is true, it really doesn't matter. You'll hear the words, and internally you'll be saying to them, "Fuck you. You don't get to tell me what I need to do or how I need to be." So whether it's your spouse, family members, another mother, or even your best friend, you'll want them to stop talking because of one thing and one thing alone. You carried your child for months. You protected them from the elements and you kept them alive. So yeah, even though the most thoughtful and caring advice that comes your way, you're going to want to say, "Fuck you, fuck off, mind your own business," or simply shut up. Now, do you actually say any of those things to them? Of course not. But you feel them. You feel them and you just want everyone to stop so you can do what you need to, not only for your child, but for yourself. So if you had a crappy childhood and your mother was less than present to you, then you'll experience heightened feelings for the need to be there for others. Whatever you lacked as a child or anything you needed when you were growing up that wasn't there, that is what you're going to want to be for others. You'll understand other people's needs like no one else does. So being there for others will come natural to you. You'll become protective of those who are feeling alone, hurt, or misunderstood based on your own personal set of circumstances that you experienced when you were growing up. So even though those around you are telling you to stop being there for someone else, and in your head, you know that you need to step away from someone or something, your biology will override your head and dictate what you are going to end up doing. However, if you are awake, aware, and connect to who you are at your very core, at the center of your being, then you'll be able to be there for others while never sacrificing your own health or who you are. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It takes a lot to stay connected to who you are. Even with everything that I've learned and I know, there are moments in my life that get me going down a rabbit hole that isn't even mine. I used to believe and actually felt that because I gave birth and brought a new tiny human into the world, that I should have all the answers. Hell, I even believed that I needed to have all the answers. And because I didn't, I never felt good enough or felt like I measured up. I hesitated with every step I took. I walked with my head down. I even spoke fast, hoping that others wouldn't pick up on how much I lack confidence. But that's no longer the case. Somewhere along the way, I started to understand that my life was mine to live, that beyond being a wife, mother, daughter, sister, and friend, that I had the right to consider myself and what felt right for me in every given moment, that saying no was an option and that it wasn't a definite, so I didn't have to feel bad about saying it. I also understood differently that I had the right to change my mind, and that doing so wasn't a bad reflection of my character. It was a sign of me choosing to respect myself by honoring the truth within me, and that when something no longer felt right to me, that I needed to honor that knowing. I invite you to recognize who you are and not hide it from the rest of the world. Acknowledge for yourself differently who you are, what feels good for you, and what is your truth. And know that being a woman can be challenging. However, it doesn't have to be. The other thing is that whether it's challenging, hard, or heartbreaking, you can't get it wrong. Whatever you choose in the moment is the right thing to do. There's no need to beat yourself up. And since you can't go back, why even bother? Bring your focus back to you and the moment you're in, and stay present to the possibilities that are there in front of you. And without exception, your day is always filled with endless possibilities. Look, it took me over 10 years to come up with a way of living my life that keeps me grounded and connected to myself. Is my life perfect? Do I have all the answers? Do I have all my shit together? No, but I have enough of it together so that I'm able to see the good in everything that comes my way. Even at first glance, if it seems like a shit show, I can see beyond that. I'm actually the person who sees sunshine on a rainy day. And let me tell you, that's not how I used to be. And you know what? I want that for you too. There is nothing more powerful when you have all kinds of chaos and turbulence going on around you, and you're able to stay grounded, and you're able to stay connected to who you are. And I want that for you as well. So before I bring this to an end, I want to give you a heads up that next month, I'll be creating an opportunity for you to journey with me for 12 weeks. I'm going to be offering something that I have never made public before. And it's going to help you build a strong foundation for yourself, one that you can build upon and feel confident about. So if you want to keep up to date with what's going on in my world, send me a private message through Facebook with your email, and I'll add you to the next outgoing message. Here's to having a fantastic Mother's Day. And you know what? Be proud of the woman you are, and that's whether you're a mother or not. Stay connected to you. Stay connected to the truth that moves through you.